And we're going to talk about leadership this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I guess that's we'd have to say that's a very topical leadership seems to have been in the press a lot just lately.
A lot of psych stuff is just always present in different guises or different ways and pops up, and that's sort of why it's an interesting field.
Definitely. You know, and you see, I mean, I guess it's the top 5% we're talking about in the community that are running the gaff, so to speak, whether it's business, commerce, or in the public sector, the bureaucracy. Mm-hmm. And so they know they're going to be in the news. And so what's your take on this, on the leadership issue, if you like?
Well, one big thing is leaders need followers.
Absolutely.
So the net result, last week we were talking about kind of overall purpose and goals. And it's pretty just straightforward and simple. If the organisation, the purpose of the organisation is going to be achieved, you need coherence and a bit of working together. And so leaders need followers. They need to be in sync to be able to achieve what they're there for.
Mm. And I guess you'd have to say, conversely, if you go for the full democracy model and committees forming committees, it's all followers and no leaders. And so nothing gets done, which is, you know, the big bugbear of bureaucracy, isn't it?
In a sense, yeah. I mean, I guess leadership gives you some focus and allows success or more easily. And part of the positional power of leaders is that they can say, and you need to do this. And if people do it, it's, you know, they're guaranteed to generally that if it's they're successful. The difference there is, are they effective? I mean, do people really want to do that? Are your followers willing? Yep. Or are they doing it out of because they're worried that they're going to get...
Or are they just doing it for the paycheck?
Yeah.
And obviously there'd be a difference, there'd be a noticeable difference. And I think this is at the core of what's happening at the moment with the Witt leader and his situation. I mean, the perception out there in the public arena is that his followers are happy followers and that he has fulfilled his job brief in terms of what he's supposed to be doing. And that's two really good reasons for him not to be in the position that he's actually in, from the outsider's viewpoint. Meanwhile, you've got other leaders in the mix.
Yeah, it's not quite straightforward when you're dealing with something like a council.
A council, yeah, with a group of people making the decisions. Once again, though, there must be leaders within that group.
Indeed, it'd be a fascinating fly on the wall situation to be in the room.
Yeah, it's a good example, though, of the purpose of the organisation, yeah, as you say, from the outside kind of point of view. Looks like it was all going tickety-boo.
Absolutely.
So the leader was there, the followers there, bums are on seat, people are learning, Māori community happy, engineering community happy. You know, it was working well. It's something that leaders got to prepare for. Organisation change happens. So something from left field occurs. Christchurch earthquake or a board decision.
Yeah.
A change in politics. change in, you know, monetary rate. These big things happen to shake up organisations. Only a healthy organisation that has enough power and wherewithal over its own determination is going to survive. You know, it's at risk.
It's a risk, and the thing that seems to be coming out of this, what's been happening in the media, and it's not just here in Taranaki, although you know we've got high profile incidences of this just lately, but it's also in local, in central government, it's in global situations. But I wonder if as part of leadership, people really need to develop a thicker skin in terms of diplomacy, in terms of being able to take the various things that are put their way without taking umbrage, if you like, or buying into some kind of negative concept, which leads to the next scale of what becomes dissent and what becomes this internecine squabbling and strife at the top level, which doesn't show a good picture to the followers, if you like.
Mm. Mm. That is the professional take on how things should go, unfortunately.
Yeah. Personalities.
We're left with
people with personalities. Yeah. And the fallout's terrible. I was reflecting on the NovaPay thing. Yeah, the cost to us as taxpayers
Absolutely.
From a debacle, an internecine, as you say, warfare between and lawyers being involved, and the threat of lawyers apparently seemed to set the scene. In the end, we're paying a lot of extra money.
Well, it's going on in the Bain, in the fallout from the Bain case.
Yep.
Once again, and as you say, the costs just roll over back to the New Zealand public, who, on my last observations, can't afford it.
You know?
And this human cost in terms of how people cope and harm done. You know, to the point where people are stressed and become unwell in a kind of really negative situation. So,
And those signs are the ones that need reacting to. Whether the leaders or whether the followers or whether the outside observers need to capture those sorts of flags. Mm. Hold on, something's not right here.
Yeah. This and guy's
let's
on
intervene
sick
sooner. Because it's only going to get worse.
He's on sick leave and he's not coming back.
Yeah.
You know, how sick can you be?
Yeah.
And so on. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, And the word stress, of course, does come up quite a lot. And you imagine that people who end up in a situation where trust becomes a major issue, the next result would be stress.
Mm.
You know, if you're not feeling relaxed in your work environment and you're not feeling, whether you're a leader or a follower, the stress factors will rise, won't they?
Absolutely, yeah. So when we're talking about leaders, we're kind of thinking now, do you want a charismatic person with no organisational skills, or would you prefer a really competent organiser who lacks the ability to inspire anybody?
Yeah, well, obviously you'd take the middle line, wouldn't you? You know, if there was a third option, which would
every
be
man.
Someone that had a reasonable mix of the charisma and the nous, well, then you'd hope to find that person and put them in the slot. But as you say, it often comes down to that duality.
That's right, and also even just selecting people, that whole selection process, how do you know that the person sitting in front of you can actually do what they say they can do?
Absolutely, you know, until you give them a whirl.
That's right, so, you know, by then...
But then there's it's known as the Peter Principle.
Yes.
Right.
And that a person who performs well at a particular level gets promoted because they're doing well. They don't necessarily have the qualms or the competence or the skill set to do that next level up. So that the idea behind the Peter Principle is that managers can get promoted to their level of incompetence.
Yeah. Well, we do see a lot of that.
Mm.
As you say, and some of the decision-making around those appointments in the public eye seems to be pretty ad hoc.
Mm.
You'd have to look at the Speaker being appointed in Parliament just now and go, well, what, you know, Winston Peters, you know, I mean, half of what he says, you'd immediately consign it to the round file. The other half, he comes out with some astute points. And as he said, you know, there's career diplomats littering the roadside in New Zealand.
Mm.
Why couldn't one of them get a look in? For whatever reason, John Key wanted Mr. Carter in there.
Yeah, we're talking quite high-end stuff here, where those legal or power things really trump everything else. And that's a shame. And as I say, that loss is just disturbing and wasteful and regretful. Our work is more with slightly more lower or medium level stress, or where there's a level of dysfunction that is recoverable.
Mm. Yep.
And that some other big boot isn't just clearing everyone out and it's all
gone.
We'd
hope,
no,
even
what,
at the high end level, it's recoverable. but it may take a change of government or something. Who knows? So recommendations, you know, in terms of, as you say, if a person just in ordinary day to day life is in a situation around this leadership follower and where they fit in the spot, what sort of recommendations would you make if the stress levels were going up?
Well, we were talking a bit earlier off air about the difference between static and dynamic. And the being adaptable is the key.
Yeah.
Being dynamic, changing, reassessing. What do these people need? What does the new environment challenging us with? So a static leader or a Peter Principle leader will only do what they know. They'll only reproduce how they thought that it should go. But a dynamic leader, a leader who's going to change and meet new situations and work with different people, will adapt.
Yep. See it as an opportunity for growth and come out with a new set of parameters for that particular thing. And and that would be the optimum result, wouldn't it?
And also,
they'd have an understanding of who they're working with. You know, those people skills are just invaluable, and actually understanding how people are going to work together in a group. Because groups are different. I always sort of feel a bit sorry for the mayor if they're an incumbent mayor and they get a new councillor. And I mean, goodness me, what a different group of people.
Like
and
herding cats, I think the expression might go.
So, you know, the skill is being able to, you know, understand how people are operating and how you can best use their skills to get them to work together in a group.
And it's, I guess that's tricky. All about bringing your attention to bear and in some ways being a good listener.
Yeah. And indeed, herd cats. How do you herd cats? Well, what does a cat need? Yeah. You know, you've got to work with that. That's what you got.
Make sure you've got six flavours of jelly meat.
Why not? That's going to make them work. That's you know, productivity.
Now, there was a track that you had in mind that... Now, tell me how this track connects with the ideas of leadership.
I don't know. I just
or is it just a track that you really like?
Well, we do really like it, and we love the Beatles. And but, you know, I am the Walrus. I mean, it just describes leadership to me. It's so variable.
Yeah, all right. Well, let's see if we can get it on through the turntable. This is on vinyl for all you vinyl fans out there. And
pre-scratched.
We believe we've got it all going on. And, yeah, I Am the Walrus by the Beatles. And, of course, you don't need to say anything about the Beatles. There's no real introduction required. Let's see if we've got it going on. We'll be right back. the one and only Lennon and McCartney.
Indeed.
And quirky as hell, and you know, definitely they were one out of the box, weren't they?
Yeah. Wouldn't they be good to work for?
Oh, yeah, yeah. They had their own leadership issues. But
well, they were trying to be a democracy.
But they resolved them. Yeah, they resolved them and they worked with them. And
aren't they the perfect example of the right mix?
Yep.
In the end, it's the mix. So the leaders and the followers, and having a purpose, and having the...
Yeah, assigning a role, who's good at what.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. All right. So, final points.
Oh, right. Okay. I guess what we were going to say, which we actually never actually got to, but that's fantastic. Yeah. So we were going to start, and we can finish off with this, off next week, but we were kind of saying, early research said that leaders are taller, they're more attractive, more intelligent, better adjusted, and more dominant.
So would appear to make sense, but you always get you always get Kim Il-jung in Korea and the like.
I know.
So what, you call that a blanket generalisation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's early research.
Yeah. Which century?
Yeah, 20th, maybe.
Yeah.
Early, mid.
Well, that same research probably said they were male as well.
Oh, and in fact, reality would say, yes, they were.
Yeah.
The glass ceiling.
Well, it's good
exists.
To see that's changing.
Slowly.
Still, some would say not quickly enough. But you'd say each passing decade sees progress in that area.
Also, the prior decades, prior centuries, it was not unusual.
Mm.
Women leaders were not unusual. Mm. We've just been in this unusual recent phase when it seems abnormal, when that power swing's been so extreme. But it's just history's littered with matriarchal whole societies, let alone just female leaders.
You're going back to pre-Christian now, though, aren't you?
No. All around the world.
Didn't the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost put the kibosh on all that?
In New Zealand, a lot of the cultural background is female-led. But it's not easy being a leader, and it can be quite lonely. So that's one of our offerings, that we're there for supervision for those leaders who are negotiating this tricky path. But also to get the team right.
Yep.
That mix of people and how they work together.
So whether it's three or four people or six or eight people,
the good sized teams.
Balancing act, isn't it?
That's right. Good sized teams.
Yeah.
And even teams within the same organisation can operate quite differently and need different leadership sort of approaches.
So it's not one size fits all. And square pegs and round holes and so forth. You've got to keep things moving in that respect. And the dynamic model is the model to look at.
Yeah, and call it. What's going on here? What's going right? What's going wrong?
So verbalise, that's another tip.
Yeah.
Yep.
In a way that's, respectful, I think.
Yeah, there's no shortage of actual random verbalisation, is there? It's like it's the more astute, considered kind that we're lacking at times.
Indeed.
Yeah. Yep. All right. No, very good. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
And having a chat. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you'll be back next Saturday where you can pick up the reins and carry on.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're sorry to have missed the homebrew festival.
Oh, the homebrew festival. Yeah, I saw that. And it's big alarm bells and ding, ding, ding. But I'm sure they're having a great time out there. And some of the homebrews are champagne.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, it's like a lot of things. You know, the bottom end, don't go near it.
Yeah.
Because the bottom end of homebrew is arak in Indonesia. Yeah. But the top end, people really know what they're doing and take pride. And create some very, very...
Very individual, very superlative, and savour the day.
And craft beers, of course, you only have to go to one of our sponsors, Mike's, out at Irunui, and you can have some of the finest beer in the land, crafted lovingly out there. In the world, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, have a great day out there, guys.
Excellent.
Thank
beautiful
you.
Saturday, another fantastic day. What could be better in Taranaki?
Absolutely,
okay,
thank
cheers.
You.
Okay, cheers. Thanks
Bye.
A lot. All right, back to... let's have some important messages from our sponsors before we get back to the music.
Harcourt's agents are busy. They say if you want something done, ask a busy person. Do you need real estate help? Do you want the real oil on this market? Call 0800